Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla just reported record Q2 2021 earnings, record revenue, record margins, record income, a complete blowout quarter. However, in this video, I want to focus on something a little bit different. I want to show how Tesla's profits, I think, will more than double in the next 12 to 18 months. So let's take a look at what Tesla reported this quarter, and I'll show you the difference of what I think they will report in 12 to 18 months. So here we have auto revenue at $10.3 billion, and you've got a healthy gross margin of 28.2%. Then you've got revenues almost $12 billion and an overall GAAP gross margin of 24%. Then you've got operating expenses. It's starting to stabilize over the last four quarters at $1.57 billion and income from operations at $1.3 billion, which leaves an operating margin of 11%. Finally, GAAP income is $1.142 billion and non-GAAP is $1.616. Non-GAAP is you add back stock-based compensation. All right, so what's going to happen over the next 12 to 18 months? So here's an idea I want to share here. So I think auto revenue will likely double within the next 12 to 16 months. This all depends, of course, on Tesla's production rate and delivery rate, but with new factories in Austin and Berlin, I think this is likely. So if we double auto revenues to $20 billion, we keep regulatory credits around $500 million, auto gross profit is $6 billion, so that's about a 30% gross margin. I think that's pretty reasonable considering the new design and manufacturing methods in Austin and Berlin. So it's pretty, you know, reasonable assumptions there. Next, go to total revenues. You have $23 billion overall. So I'm doing $3 billion for energy and for service. And then you have a total gross profit. I'm just being conservative in the sense where I'm saying, okay, let's have energy and service break even. And let's pull the automotive gross profit into total gross profit. So now you have a total GAAP gross margin of 26%. Now we have operating expenses. So in 12 to 18 months, I don't think Tesla's going to double their operating expenses, right? They're pretty lean. I think $2 billion in operating expenses is pretty reasonable. If you calculate the income from operations, what you do is you take the total gross profit minus the operating expenses, and you're left with income from operations of $4 billion. This is an operating margin of 17%. Now, this is incredible operating margins in the auto industry, unheard of for a company like this. This leads to a GAAP profit of $3 billion. Now, this is not annual. This is in a single quarter, right? This is one single quarterly projection, let's say in 12 to 18 months. And then you have a non-GAAP, let's say adding back stock-based compensation, et cetera. You've got non-GAAP income is $3.8 billion in a single quarter. Now, if you notice this, income or the profits have more than doubled, almost tripled in the period of 12 to 18 months. How is that even possible? This is called operating leverage, where you have the revenues, let's say double, but the profit actually goes up higher than even the doubling of the revenue because the operating expenses aren't going up as fast as the revenue. So this is kind of the secret sauce, I think, of Tesla's upcoming expansion with Austin and Berlin, and it bodes well for Tesla's future. And I think the more they can actually scale their business and actually continue to grow the revenue, I think their lean operating expenses are going to continue to show, and it's going to highlight Tesla's massive operating leverage advantage. All right, hope this video has been helpful. Go ahead, like and subscribe if it has. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.